investment banker, Goldman Sachs chairman and CEO Lloyd Blankfein, says that banks are, get this, doing the Lord's work, and that banks have gotten a bad name in the press. Liz McDonald is here with the details on Blankfein's rather oddly worded defense of the banking industry. Fair to say.
It's sort of along the lines that, you know, when banks find taxpayers' money, they suddenly find God, because, you know, Barclays Capital CEO John Varley just told the London Church recently that banks, quote, bank profits are not satanic. So let's get right to it. This is what Lloyd Blankfein recently told the Sunday Times. He said basically banks are doing God's work. We have a social purpose in terms of, you know, providing capital to the banks and to basically, you know, consumers worldwide. He said, I know I could slip my wrists and people would cheer. And he went on to say, it's hard for me to argue for a cap on their, meaning Goldman workers, compensation. So what we almost showed you, what I want to show you next, is what Goldman got in the way of taxpayer help basically during the meltdown. It got $10 billion in TARP money. It got $12.9 billion from AIG. It got $20.9 billion in FDIC debt guarantees. It borrows cheaply at the Fed discount window. And it's going to shell out almost $22 billion in bonuses for 2009. Remember, Brian, Goldman Sachs turned themselves into a bank holding company at the height of the crisis in 2008. It has not decided to recast itself or, you know, say to the capital markets it will no longer be a bank holding company. By the way, Goldman Sachs doesn't do a lot of lending. So the idea that it provides capital to lenders and to small businesses, you know, they do provide basically a money machine, syndication loan, yes, and securitizations and so forth. But, you know, it basically the bonus pool is putting Blankfein again in the crosshairs. That's likely why he's coming out with these statements, basically saying that, look, we do have a social purpose. Also, Goldman Sachs made $200 million in a charitable investment recently as well, trying to burnish its image as it continues to be a bank holding company and operates, you know, basically with a lot of government help.
Blankfein is right about one thing. I mean, we are a credit-based society, and while they don't do much direct lending, other banks do. And if we don't have lending, we had a CEO on the company that owns the Plaza Hotel on in the previous hour, and he said, you know, and they're a solid company. He said, you got to have about 50% cash for a banker to even consider making you a loan. It's going to be hard to grow if credit is that tight.
You know, even Ben Bernanke said recently, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said, look, essentially we are in the Great Contraction. The Federal Reserve can print all the money it can, but all the money doesn't mean that will equate to credit. In other words, banks have reduced their balance sheets by an average around 40% since the height of the crisis. And, you know, lending is not happening. They're continuing to hoard cash on the balance sheet to fill the potholes there. So the Great Contraction continues.
All right, Liz McDonald.